ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग अवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टर ऑफ भरत महाराज टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। सो बिकॉज इट इज प्रोज आई विल जस्ट रीड इट एंड देन वील गो फॉरवर्ड टुवर्ड मीनिंग। श्वेलिकायां मां मृषां समाधीनां अमिलित दृशां प्रेम संरंभेन चकित चकित आगत्य पुरुषद अपुरुष विष प्राग विषणा अग्रेण लुठति। ट्रांसलेशन। अलास, द स्मॉल डियर व्हाइल प्लेइंग विथ मी एंड सीइंग मी फेनिंग मेडिटेशन विथ क्लोज्ड आईज वुड सर्कम्बुलेट मी ड्यू टू एंगर राइजिंग फ्रॉम लव and it would fearfully touch me with the points of his soft horns which felt like drops of water. Purport. Now King Bharat considers his meditation false. While engaged in meditation, he was actually thinking of his deer, and he would feel great pleasure when the animal pricked him with the points of his horns. Feigning meditation, the king would actually think of the animal, and this was but a sign of his downfall. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Hey Krishna. So we are continuing our narration of the activities, or the chapter is entitled The Character of Bharat Maharaj. Most of us very well know the pastime of Bharat Maharaj and how he got attached with this deer. But in this particular verse today, we are seeing that how slowly, like Maya, is taking away step by step Bharat Maharaj from his spiritual practices. First he saved him, then he started feeding him, then started protecting him, then started thinking that he is the protector. Then he started playing with him, and in this way, slowly, he himself is now considering his own meditation false. One way of a sadhak bhakta is certainly that he is trying to meditate and Maya is troubling, but at least he is fighting to remember the Supreme Lord. But here we see Bharat Maharaj, somehow or other, he himself is now convinced that his meditation is false. He himself is convinced that the deer is also thinking that he is meditating, and therefore he is actually not. So, and so deer is coming and pricking him to pay attention to the deer. So in this way we see that this pretension, or actually what we are not, is being showed here. Bharat Maharaj was trying to show that he is meditating on the Supreme Lord, but as we see in the purport, actually he was thinking of the deer. So also in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna gives some few verses to this effect, and why we should not be pretending, and why we should act naturally what we are. One place he says is Shreyan Swadharma Viguno Paradharma Sunushthitat. Swadharme Nidharam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayava. It's better to perform one's own duty, although improperly, rather than to perform others' duty properly. Because Krishna says, it's better to die. Swadharme nidhanam shreya. It's better to die performing one's duty rather than trying to imitate. Sometimes, because of envy or competition, although we are not qualified or although we are not able to perform some service, even in Krishna consciousness fields it can happen. The devotee may try developing aspirations that, I should also become like him. I should also speak like him, or sing like him, or cook like him. Why can't I do it? And in this way, sometimes he works very hard to achieve so-called aims in his life, which are actually not his natural proclivity. And mostly in such aims, two things can happen. Mostly he will not be able to achieve because it is not his nature. So he will be frustrated and become more miserable. And second thing, even if he achieves, externally he achieves, he begins to speak nicely or he begins to sing nicely. But because that is not his nature, he is behaving on the artificial platform. Even though he has achieved the success externally, still he will not be happy with him. Now he cannot last long on that stage. Therefore Lord Shri Krishna says, Shreyan Sadharma Vigunatha. Please try to perform your activities which are natural to you in a happy state of mind. Even though sometimes you might be committing mistakes. Sometimes. Rather than just trying to imitate others and compete with others on some external level of devotional service. As it is said, we see our acharyas have clearly explained that Shri Vigraha Ara Dhaninitya Nana Shungaratan Mandira Marjanado. It's not, yeah, maybe the externally we may say those who have got Brahminical tendencies we will be performing deity worship and those who are not will be cleaning the temple. But acharyas have explained that the spiritual master engages a disciple in all types of activities. Maybe Shri Vigraha Aradhan or Mandira Marjanado. So actually if we see, spiritually there is no difference between these two activities or any other spiritual services. But sometimes because of our condition envy, we try to imitate others and try to compete with others in spiritual life, and then we ourselves become in a very terrible or frustrated or troublesome situation in devotional life. Another place Lord Shri Krishna points out to this pretension in Bhagavad Gita is Astvindriyani Manasa Yastvindriyani Yasayamya Asate Manasa Smaran Karmendraya Karma Yoga Mithyacharasa Uchate. That one who always thinks of his activities of senses within his mind, but externally forcefully controls his senses, although not engaged, but is mithyachar, a pretender. On the other hand, Krishna says, one who engages his senses in the service of Karmendriyani Sanyama Ya Aste, no, that is another verse. But he says that one who engages his senses properly in Krishna's service, in due course of time he gets purified. Therefore, we should learn that a devotee, once when Bhurat Bhagavat Prabhu was giving our seminar, then he draw a chart of humility, and like that he made the point that humility began with the point of honesty. The first stage of humility is to be honest, to accept what we are. And this was shown and accepted by Gautam Rishi in that case of a son of prostitute. He very honestly came, rather than like sometimes he might have told false to Gautam Rishi, oh, my Gotara is say Gautam Gotara or some Gotara, Kapi Gotara or Shandilya Gotara, something. But he did not know, and he knew that his mother is a prostitute, so he did not know what is his Gotara. So he very honestly came and accepted this fact to Gautam Rishi, and Gautam Rishi, seeing that he is thoroughly honest and not like reserving himself to speak some unpalatable truth about himself. So seeing this point, he picked him up and accepted him as a Brahmana within his school, within his Gurukul. So Bhurat Bhagavat Prabhu was making the point that the first stages of, like the basic stage of humility is to be honest, to accept what we are and not make a show, a facet of what we are not. In this way, a devotee becomes humble, and only when he is humble, actually he can take the benefit of association of devotees. We will also today throw some point towards the importance of association of devotees. As Nadji Prabhu, when he was giving class, I think last Sunday or last to last Sunday, he made this point that how Bharat Maharaj did not follow quite few instructions given to him by his father, Lord Rishabhdev. And one of the most important instructions given by Lord Rishabhdev was, one of the, he gave many, but one of them was, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahu Vimushtai. That the doors of liberation opened by serving the great saints and devotees. So Bharat Maharaj was although performing spiritual life very seriously, but he was alone in forest. And therefore, there was no one with him. As Srila Prabhupada says, it's insanity if someone thinks that we can perform devotional service alone without the help of devotees. What to speak of Srila Prabhupada? Even Acharyas in the past, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ekaki Amar Nahi Pahe Bal Hari Nama Sankirtane. In this Kali Yuga especially, we are all weak souls. In the sense of our conditioned nature is very strong. And we all need each other's association very much to perform devotional service. Therefore, our movement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is called Harinam Sankirtan, not Harinam Kirtan. There is a difference between Sankirtan and Kirtan. Sankirtan means Samyak Kirtan, it is Sankirtan. The Sanskrit, they define each word like that. Samyak Kirtan, it is Sankirtan. Samyak means when all of the people come together. Samyak, sab milke. When all of them come together and perform Kirtan, that is called as Sankirtan. And we alone may perform, that is certainly. So in Kali Yuga, it is highly recommended that we always stay in association of devotees and perform devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita even goes to such an extent to say that even if somebody may ask, oh, there are no pure devotees now. Prabhupada therefore clarifies this point in his purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, even if there are no pure devotees in the society, still we should stay in the society of devotees. There is no need, we may say, no, there is no pure devotee, no. We are no one to judge, but suppose someone thinks that way. Still, Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that it is very important, even then, it is very important that we stay in the association of devotees and practice our spiritual life among the devotees. And with the devotees, it especially we have to be very careful that we develop this humble state of mind. Otherwise, we can't take the benefit of association of devotees. And in humble state of mind, one of the items which can be resultant if we are humble is we will not be committing offenses. And not only will not be committing offenses, but we will be grateful to the devotees for whatever done to us. In fact, we see in the history of Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many times the devotees express their gratefulness to the other devotees' helps. For example, when Nalak, Kuvera and Manigiru, when they got the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and when the trees fell down and they came out, and then they prayed and offered obeisances and prayers to Lord Shri Krishna. While offering prayers to Lord Shri Krishna, Nalak, Kuvera and Manigiru especially state that we are very grateful to the servants of your servants like Narad Muni. And, no, they are saying, we are servants of your servants like Narad Muni. Tava anuchara kinkaro. They say to Krishna, exact the words are Tava Anuchar. Anuchar means your followers, your servants. And Kinkaro means servants of servants. Like this Kinkar can also be defined as we described Sankirtan. This Kinkar means Kim Karoti Iti Kinkar. What does Kinkar, what type of servant Kinkar is? Kim Karoti. Kim means what and Karoti means to do. So Kinkar always asks, what to do? What can I do? Like we see Srila Prabhupada, he says, I have never had many questions for my spiritual master. But I had only one question for my spiritual master. What was that? How can I serve you? Kim karot? How can I serve you? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, his spiritual, Prabhupada spiritual master, my spiritual master, how can I serve you? That was his only question. Kim karoti. Therefore, Nala Kuvera and Manigiru, they express their gratefulness by saying that, Tava anuchara kim karo. Only by the mercy of your servants, and we are their servants, they are very well aware that although they behaved very indecently to Narad Muni, and although externally Narad Muni cursed them, but actually it was not a curse, but it was a great benediction that they could, actually Narad Muni did not curse them. Somebody said, he cursed to become trees. But my thinking goes this way. It is not from anywhere from the Bhagavatam book, but it's logical. My thinking goes this way, that Narad Muni actually did not curse them to become trees. In the sense, we have heard that their behavior was such that they might have become trees in their next life. We hear sometimes that those who want to expose their bodies, they become trees in the next life. And Nala, Kuvera and Manigiru were exactly doing the same thing, that they were bathing naked in the river, enjoying. And also when great personages of Narad Muni came, they remained naked. So by such actions, most likely it is logical that we will become trees in the next life. So Narad Muni actually, if we see, might not interfere there. But he interfered in a very good way. that they were going to become trees. So Narad Muni made them trees in the Angan of Nand Maharaj. What a great fortune. That in the garden of Nand Maharaj, they are standing as trees. And they are seeing all the pastimes of Krishna. Now some pastimes were not seen by all the devotees. Like some pastimes, Yashoda Mai was not personally present there. Like we see when these trees were broken, and no elderly devotees were there. But Nalakur and Manigiru standing as trees, very tall trees. Now from a height they could see all the pastimes of Krishna taking place for the first 4 years of his life till Krishna was in Gokul Mahavan before he shifted to Vrindavan. Therefore, actually, they very well remembered and they prayed to Lord Krishna that we thank the devotees like Narad Muni for their causeless mercy they have given to us. So we see this, even Nalakur and Manigiru, they remember how the devotees have helped them to advance in spiritual life. That is, a devotee is always careful. He always remembers how other devotees have helped them. In Sanskrit, there are two terms called Krutagnya and Krutagna. Kruta means activity, Kruta, Karya. And Nya means knowledge. So Krutagnya means to be aware of what others are doing. Like, I am aware of what good activities you have done to me. So Krutagnya. And Krutagna or ungratefulness means to forget. You might have helped me very nicely, but I forget that. That is Krutagna. We see even other devotees, how they are very grateful and how they are always caring for any devotees who help them. For example, we may take the case of Dhruva Maharaj. We all know the Dhruva Maharaj's story. Again, Narad Muni's role is there. Dhruva Maharaj's spiritual master was Narad Muni. And only by the guidance of Narad Muni, he perfected his life. He could see again Krishna face to face, Vishnu, Narayan, Supreme Lord. And then he became king again, he fought with yakshas and everything. But then when his time to leave the body or time to finish the pastime was there, the aeroplane came from the spiritual world to take him back to spiritual world. And Dhruva Maharaj stepped on the death as a staircase to climb the aeroplane. But while climbing, he suddenly remembered. Suddenly he was grateful to Narad Muni, but he also remembered one another personality. That was his mother Suniti. Because he remembered that she has also helped me. What I am today is certainly because of Narad Muni, and no doubt, but also because of Mother Suniti. If we see, Mother Suniti actually did not help in a big direct way. She was a very nice gentle lady and very nice mother. And when Dhruva Maharaj approached her to ask for a kingdom bigger than Brahmaji, it's not an easy thing. She said, I don't know, how can I fulfill your such desires? But maybe God can fulfill, only God can help. So he asked, where do we get God? See, Suniti was not very advanced in spiritual life or meditation or Vedic knowledge. She knew some simple things. So she told Dhruva Maharaj, I don't know where we get God, but I have heard that the sages, they go to forest to find the Supreme Lord. So Dhruva Maharaj also went. But she gave one nice instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, which is very important to advance in spiritual life. She was a simple lady, but she gave a very nice instruction. She said, Dhruva Maharaj, that don't harbor any ill feelings toward others who even trouble you. This is very important. Like even we see, this is the instruction even given by Dharma personified to Maharaj Parikshit. When Dharma personified bull was being beaten by Kali, and Maharaj Parikshit asked him, who is the perpetrator, who is troubling you? Please point it out to me. And Parikshit, Kali was just standing over there. Bull was here, Parikshit was there. All, they don't have to, sometimes the governments have to catch criminals, find out. But here everyone was just right there. Bull could have easily pointed out that he is the person. But they told that one who points to a wrongdoer, he himself is also equally getting the reaction of the wrongdoer. Like if I point out he is doing some way wrong to me, I also get the same reaction which the wrongdoer will get. So in a similar way, Suniti also instructed, although very nice mother, a nice lady, she instructed her son Dhruva, that although you are going to forest to achieve Supreme Lord, but I take my dear son, note it, that don't harbor any ill feelings towards those who have troubled you. So although you are another stepmother, Suruchi, who has troubled you, or your father would have kept quiet, but don't harbor. This will help you to advance spiritually. So Dhruva Maharaj, when he was going back to the spiritual world, he remembered that help. He did not forget that. And therefore he asked Vishnu Dutas, I am going back to spiritual world, it's nice, wonderful, but I would like to take my mother along with me, because it was because of her nice training and guidance that I am at this position. And then Lord also fulfills her desires in a wonderful way. The Vishnu Dutas told him, no point, don't worry, just see aeroplane ahead, your mother is already going in ahead of you to spiritual world. We see even the devotees being grateful to who have not even helped like Mother Suniti. We see Prahlada Maharaj. His father was a demon, Asura Varya, he himself says. And Prabhupada says, this is a devotee. When Narasingha appeared, his appearance day is coming in a few weeks. And then he appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada says in one lecture, see, this is devotee. His Lord is killing his father, and Prahlada Maharaj is going and garlanding the father, garlanding the Lord. Very nice for killing my father. He is a great demon. You killed him. Very nice. I put a garland around you. So although Prahlada Maharaj was garlanding the Lord for killing his own father, Hiranyakashipu, but then when the time came, when the Lord was like again and again requesting Prahlada Maharaj that please ask some benedictions. First of all, he was not ready to ask. He was telling the word which is Savai Vanik. Vanik, or in modern day we call it Vani. That is businessman. So he says, if I ask some benedictions from you for the service I have performed, then Savai Vanik, I will become a businessman. So I don't want to ask. But then the Lord again and again, please. He says, okay, if you want some benedictions to give me, then please, those all sinful souls are there. Please give the reaction to me and liberate them. The Lord says, I will do that, but please ask something for your own self. Something for yourself. And he said, okay, if you want to give me something more, then my father was a great demon, not exactly qualified to get your mercy, but please deliver him. Then Lord also guaranteed 10 generations ahead and 10 generations to come will be delivered. So we see, Prahlada Maharaj was even grateful for his demoniac father just because he has given birth to him. The body which you have got to perform devotional service has certainly come from our parents. Although Prahlada Maharaj was showing, somebody may say, oh, so we should listen to our parents and serve them. No, Prahlada Maharaj showed the example over there also. Although he was internally grateful for his parents, somehow or even though they may be demons, but still, he was not following their instruction. He was steadily fixed up in devotional service. At the same time, he was not arrogant to his father also. Sometimes we may not have to follow the instructions of our parents if they are contrary to devotional service. But you can learn from Prahlada Maharaj that he was doing it in a very nice he knew the art to be simple, humble, and still not follow the instruction of his father, Hiranyakashipu, who wanted him to become a nice demon. He was very humble, peaceful, composed, and very simply, slowly preaching him that this Vanam, all these instructions he gave to his father. But he never thought that he is a superior because he is a devotee. Sometimes we new devotees, especially young students, can learn from him that how to deal with our non-devotee parents. We can maintain our humility, we can maintain our composed nature. We should not think that we have become very intelligent or no, we are devotees and you are non-devotees, so we can instruct them. We have to learn from Prahlada Maharaj that how to be grateful to our parents because they have given birth to us, but still how not to exactly follow their non-devotional instructions or instructions which are against the scripture. So therefore, a devotee when he is in association of other devotees, he has to be very sensitive that how devotees are helping him. And he has to be very sensitive how he is not offending the devotees. Once His Grace Govind Prabhu, he was giving Bhagavatam class, I think maybe some Sunday only or some other day. But he made a very important point that struck me. So I am just repeating it over here. He made that as a devotee advances spiritually, in spiritual life, he becomes more and more sensitive. Sensitive in which way? Two ways. One way, becoming more and more sensitive to be careful not to offend devotees. He even understands that small things might be offending devotees, troubling them or making them unhappy. Not exactly offending, but making them unhappy. So as the devotee advances in spiritual life, he becomes sensitive to not to trouble or in short offend devotees. He becomes very careful. And this certainly comes out of the quality of humility. If you are humble, you can see, oh, I am giving some trouble to other devotees, and then you can try to avoid it. Another way a devotee becomes sensitive is he always remembers how the other devotees are helping him and have helped him in spiritual life. So we see these qualities to associate with devotees, but with the consciousness of tunadapi sunichena taro api shahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari is very important. We see, and in this way, if we serve the devotees, then our advancement will be very rapid. Our whole essence of our spiritual life is to be with devotees and serve them. Das dasanu das. Or tava anuchara kinkaro. Even see this Nalakwera saying, we are the servants of your servants, like Narad Muni and others. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the essence. In one purport in Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, it's better to be a Shudra than a Brahmana if we don't have this service attitude. Because one should know that this service attitude is the only attitude that will lead him to perfection in spiritual life. So suddenly a good Brahmana is better than a Shudra, but Srila Prabhupada makes the point that it's better to be a Shudra with service attitude than to a Brahmana without the proper service attitude, because the service attitude is one, not being a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra will lead you to success in spiritual life. You may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Gurastha, Vanprastha, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, but what will lead you to success in spiritual life? Srila Prabhupada makes his service attitude. To serve the devotees humbly, with full eagerness and humility. And in that consciousness, we can get the best or the maximum from devotees. In spiritually, not that we are exploiting them, but we can get the maximum benefit of their association. We can see the extreme cases of humility exhibited by devotees. One case I would like to point here is from 11th canto, where Narad Muni visits Dwarka one time. Narad Muni, as you know, many times visits Dwarka. He is almost in Dwarka. Only when Krishna sends him for some purposes, he goes out. Otherwise, he goes, does his job, and immediately comes back to Dwarka to be with Krishna. Sometimes Krishna says, oh, you go, you give this message or see what's happening over there. So Krishna sends him some assignments. He goes and immediately comes back. So once Narad Muni came to Dwarka, and this is at the latter part of Krishna's pastimes, when Krishna is now about to wind up his pastimes. At that time, Lord Krishna's father, Vasudev, who can be a greater devotee than Vasudev? He is the father of Lord Krishna. In Vatsalya Ras, pure devotee. But he approaches Narad Muni. He is thinking, Narad Muni has come. Let me take the advantage of his presence. He approaches Narad Muni and prays very humbly, sincerely, glorifies the devotees. You are great devotees. Devotees like you can give welfare for the whole world. And he is sincerely praying. And he tells Narad Muni that please instruct me. I am an attached, conditioned soul. Vasudeva is saying like this. He is meaning what he is saying. He is thinking that I am not pure in my devotional service. I have some personal motives. So please guide me how I can perfect my life and become a pure devotee. Narad Muni very well knows that he is a pure devotee. So he says that you already know. But because you are asking, I will give some explanations for the benefit of all. But here Srila Prabhupada makes the point that we can see from the actions of Vasudev that devotees, even pure devotees, they are always very eager to perfect their devotional service. He was performing devotional service very nicely, but he was very eager. Let me make it better. Let me perfect it by taking the instructions from great sages like Narad Muni. So here we see, he is already in like Sakya Ras, the pure devotee, his eternal father of Lord Krishna. No one can take his position. Who can be better devotee than Vasudev? But still he is taking instructions from a devotee like Narad Muni. Now he could have thought, oh, Narad Muni has come. Who is he? I am the father of Krishna. No, he always humbly asking questions. Please tell me how I can perfect my spiritual life. We see in so many places, if we are humble and eager, then the devotee's association will give us the maximum benefit. But sometimes, I will just like to end with some small another point. Sometimes some devotees, somehow or other, we want some shortcuts in our spiritual life. We say, why don't a devotee's mercy act like some magic? We just become pure devotees in one day. We here doing Lord Chaitanya's time. that Lord Chaitanya, he would embrace somebody and then his pure devotee, tears coming out of him, his eyes, and when that person would go and embrace somebody, that is also pure devotee. And when he would go and embrace somebody, that is also, he also becomes pure devotee. So where is that? No. Or sometimes Lord Chaitanya would glance on somebody and he starts crying or dancing, singing. So this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. Where are these effects right now? I am taking shelter of my Guru Maharaj, I am taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Why the effects are not coming? But we see, even in the history of Srimad Bhagavatam, that although sometimes great devotees had capacities to make their disciples instantaneously pure devotees, but they did not do so. In fact, we can see the case of Dhruva Maharaj itself. When Dhruva Maharaj met Narad Muni in the forest, Narad Muni sometimes, the adjective used is Bhagwan. And sometimes Narad Muni is also called Bhagwan Narad. Somebody asks, how come Narad Muni is Bhagwan? The adjective means that he is capable of giving the same mercy which the Lord can give. Like sometimes nowadays we see, the shop is owned by somebody else, but the board on the shop is the company's name. Reliance India Mobile or Archie's Gallery. So although the shop owner is not a company, but he puts that company's name on his board of the shop, showing that we are the authorized person for this company. Similarly, sometimes great devotees are addressed as Bhagwan. Although they are not Bhagwan, but they are equally capable to give the mercy of Bhagwan to all the conditioned souls. So Narad Muni's advice is sometimes called as Bhagwan. In this case with Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni was actually capable to make him instant pure devotee. But he did not do so. He said, you go to Madhuvan and follow tapasya for few months. He told him to follow the standard rigid process of sadhana, bhakti, devotional service, and thus become a pure devotee. Even what to speak of Narad Muni and Dhruva Maharaj. We even see with the case of Lord Krishna and Arjuna himself. In the Mahabharata war on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in fact Krishna told Arjuna, Nimitta Matra Bhava Savasachi, and all these are killed. Future was told, and Krishna by his powers could have easily killed all the enemies. Take out his Sudarshan Chakra and whole army is flat. Krishna could have done, but he wanted Arjuna to follow the standard process of devotional service. He said, no, although it is decided that you are going to win, but you fight for your victory. You do your duty, you fight it, and then you become victorious. So sometimes we should understand that we have to be a little bit patient and follow our standard spiritual life. And that is the real mercy of our parampara, our Guru Maharaj and the devotees. So we may have to wait for some time. And if we are discussing of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, then you should be equally aware that by an embrace or a glance of Lord Chaitanya, somebody would become pure devotee instantaneously. But if somebody is offending devotee, instantaneously he would get leprosy also. So actually it's better that things are not happening instantaneously. Because certainly before getting pure devotee, most of us would get leprosy because of offenses we are committing. So it's better that the whole process is now slowed down. Both sides are slowed down. But still, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there. Now, just think, are we anyway qualified to become devotees in this life? Even if we can perfect our lives in 30 years or whatever we can live and practice sadhana bhakti 30, 40, 50 years. Where we just qualify to receive the devotional service, pure devotional service, anarpitam charim chirat, karunaya avtirna kalav. What was there? Even rare in Satya Yuga, Teta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and even rare in Kali Yuga. Not so, like it's there, but very few take it. It's great mercy that we have got it. And then we have been just told to perform some little bit of sadhana bhakti with some patience and utsaha nischa dhairya. So in this way, if we see, it's very important to associate with devotees in proper devotional attitude, in humble state of consciousness and with eager state of consciousness. In this way, we can get the full benefit of association of devotees, and we have to be very careful that we don't offend them, even in small ways. Sometimes with small ways we offend devotees where things are avoidable, and sometimes we don't remember the help the devotees have done us in any type of help. Even if somebody wakes us up in our chanting, it's a great help. A small thing, but it's a great help in spiritual life. And there are much, much better ways the devotees helps us. But in due course of time, sometimes we forget that. So, we should not, we see the case of Bharat Maharaj, we can learn two things from our today's discussion, is that we should not try to pretend ourselves, and also we should learn to associate with devotees with humble state of mind and with great eagerness. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comments, Nathji Prabhu or any other devotees. So, yes, Nathji Prabhu has some comment. Appeal, pass them.
Hare Krishna. My first comment is that this was a very nice class, very instructive. The other is two thoughts while you were giving those two main points. In Prabhupada's own life, right at the end, when he was ending his Leela, he personally apologized to all his godbrothers. It's very, very, glorious. Because in the mood of establishing the ISKCON, no doubt he had to tell the truth. And his disciples, he told, don't go to my god brothers or something like that. But he did square it up. The second is from Ramayana, the other point you mentioned. Lord Ram, when he came back from Lanka to Ayodhya, the first person he met was Kaikeyi and offered obeisances. Because he, not his own mother, because he said that, because of you, I was able to do this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for these wonderful additions. Hare Krishna. Ganthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.